You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The U.S. Coast Guard has a message for everyone. Knock it off with the prank calls. They're seeing a big jump in fake distress calls, more than 160 made across the Great Lakes so far this year. With us now is Coast Guard Petty Officer 3rd Class Brian McCrum. Brian, what kind of hoax calls are we talking about?
So a false distress or hoax mayday call, we're talking about those that are made either by the phone, over a marine radio, just basically a person claiming to be in distress who is knowingly and willfully intending to deceive. So we're not talking about those instances where someone in good faith makes a call or sees something on the water that, you know, they think could be a person in the water and they call. Those we do kind of categorize as false alarms. But the hoax maydays are particularly those where someone is intentionally just trying to play a prank on the Coast Guard and waste the taxpayers' money.
Boy, and let's talk about that a little bit. When somebody decides it would be pretty funny to see what happens if they put in a hoax mayday call, What happens in terms of resources? How do you respond and what does it cost?
So we go out every time there's a call, no matter what. We're always ready to go out, and that's our job. So we're not going to sit there and speculate whether this is real or not. Typically, we respond as soon as there's an urgent marine information broadcast sent over the radio. We send out one of our response boats, often launch a helicopter as well from Air Station Detroit. These response boats on average cost $4,500 an hour just to operate. The helicopters can range up to $16,000 an hour.
Oh, boy. And you could spend, you know, hours and hours in search of someone who's supposedly missing.
Yeah, exactly. If we don't have the information on them before the night is done, we continue searching through the night in most cases with all our available assets.
Okay, I'm interested in whether if the Coast Guard's able to track down whoever it is thought it would be funny to make that call. Have you ever heard what the reasoning was? What was the excuse?
You know, I really couldn't speculate as to the why or try to get in someone's head who would try to, you know, intentionally deceive if they're knowingly doing it. We do prosecute, though. It is completely illegal, so you can face up to 6 years in prison, a $250,000 fine, $5,000 civic penalty, also just possible reimbursement to the Coast Guard for the cost of performing that search.
And you're putting other people at danger, because what happens if the Coast Guard's out looking for the phony missing boat? What happens when there is a real distress call?
That's exactly it. We have a limited amount of assets that we can use for any particular case. You know, there was a false distress call on Monday, so we went out, and other cases that were going on at that time, you know, nothing major happened, but, you know, those assets that were being used, we searched overnight for a mayday call that was made by a little kid saying his father fell in the water. You know, those could have been used for another real search and rescue case.
Now, I know the Coast Guard spent all this past night looking for a couple of missing kayakers in Lorain, Ohio, and that actually proved to be not a problem. They did turn up safe, but that wasn't a prank call, was it?
No. In that case, these kayaks were rented out from a place in Lorain about 6:30 p.m. They were supposed to be back by sunset, and they didn't come back. So we actually got the call from the owner of the boat launch. So he was, you know, in good faith saying, hey, well, first of all, these are my kayaks, so what happened to them? And you know, these people could be in distress. So we launched immediately. It was around 10:30 p.m. We had a 25-footer response boat on the scene, as well as an MH-65 helicopter from Detroit got there about midnight. Canadian Royal Air Force went ahead and sent out a C-130 as well, got there about 4 a.m. So we searched through the night, and a little before 6 a.m. this morning, the kayaks were found. And case closed on our end. Local Lorain County Police Department will continue the investigation as to the two people who are missing.
And as you say, he was right to call. So you're not saying to people, don't call the Coast Guard.
Exactly. That's why we're putting out this press release. That's why we've been doing a lot of stories on this recently, because we don't want people to be scared if, you know, if their kid's messing around the radio or something, or if you're doing a communications check, it gets misinterpreted as a distress call or something. If you know, or if you know of someone who accidentally put out a false distress, go ahead and give your local Coast Guard station a call, and we'll cancel it immediately. And, you know, that's us working together. We don't want to scare people from calling us.
Fair enough. Coast Guard Petty Officer 3rd Class Brian McCrum, thank you so much for speaking with us, and thanks for what you do to keep our lake safe.
Yeah, no problem.